Hey friends, welcome to the Drivecast, a daily devotional designed to help us read it in, pray it up, and live it out. My name's Dan, and I serve as the teaching pastor for our Worthington campus. Today, we're looking at John 21, verses 15 through 19. I'll read the passage, and then we'll get started. When they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" "Yes, Lord," he said, "you know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my lambs." Again, Jesus said, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He answered, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said, "Take care of my sheep." A third time, he said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" And Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him a third time, "Do you love me?" He said, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." And Jesus said, "Feed my sheep. Very truly, I tell you, when you were younger, you dressed yourself and went where you wanted. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hand and someone else will dress you and lead you to where you do not want to go." And Jesus said this to indicate the kind of death by which Peter would glorify God. Then he said to him, "Follow me." First, let's read it in. The very end of the Gospel of John is interesting, because it has this elongated interaction between Peter and Jesus. And there's a few intriguing features here. Jesus asks Simon the same question three times. Why? Why here in the Gospel of John does he now refer to Simon as Simon and not Peter? We saw all the way in chapter 1 that he was going to change his name to Peter. So why is he calling him Simon? Well, I think that there are very subtle details in this passage that both help shape what future ministry for Peter is supposed to look like, and for followers of Jesus, particularly those who are put in leadership positions, and final instructions for Peter to come back to day in and day out. First, notice that Jesus asks Peter the same question three times, and I think this is very intentional because it was three times that Jesus was denied being known by Peter earlier in the gospel. That number is very intentional. But after each question of, "Do you love me?" Jesus gives an instruction, "Feed my lambs, take care of my sheep. Feed my sheep." And what he is trying to get across to Peter is that his function going forward would be to continue to care for God's people in the way that Jesus himself cared for them. Jesus called himself the good shepherd, the one who takes care of the sheep. He's not like the hired hand. And he is reminding Peter that now, as he is placed in a leadership position, his role is not to take advantage of the sheep, not to abuse the sheep, not to harm the sheep, but to care for them in the way that Jesus has cared for them. And I think this is a reminder for us of what we look for in those who are placed in leadership positions within the church today. Are they those who feed the sheep, who care for the sheep? Or are they those who, like Ezekiel 37 talks about, who take advantage of the sheep for their own benefit? No, Jesus wants under shepherds to work under him who model the very life that he has lived, even the kind of sacrifice that he has shown in his own death and resurrection. I find it very interesting that Jesus ends with one final instruction to someone who clearly will be a leader in the early church, who will be, if you would, the first pastor. The instruction to Peter is the same instruction we need. And this is not the capstone final revealing of the last special knowledge, but Jesus goes back to the beginning and he says, "Follow me." Friends, today, this is the invitation, whether you are following Jesus for the first time or you've been doing this for the entirety of your life. Jesus' invitation to you is to continue to follow him. Let's take a moment to pray it up. And you might want to press pause after some of these prayer points to extend your time praying. Here's the first one. And I'm thinking specifically of those of us who have followed Jesus for a long time. How do we need to hear these words freshly today? Jesus' invitation, "Follow me." Number two, evaluate for a moment. Where are you in your life following Jesus well? Where have maybe you shifted to following something else? Ask the Lord to help reveal that area to you. And finally, because we want not just to be hearers of the word, but doers of the word, let's talk about living this out. Friends, I love the way that this story ends with Jesus' simple instruction. And it's not something that we can neglect. It's not something that we have to find some special secret knowledge, finally arriving after years of following Jesus. He wants to bring us right back to the beginning. The end game is the starting line for us as followers of Jesus. Today, what does it look like for you to avail yourself to following him? In a world that is so obsessed with leading and the maybe power and authority that comes from leading, what does it look like for you to say, I choose to follow today? I choose to follow Jesus. Where will that take you? What conversations will that lead you into? Where will that lead your family to step in to share and show the love of Jesus? Friends, thanks for tuning into the Drivecast. We'll see you back tomorrow.